unbeaten run continues, but it wasn't a great spectacle. How do you assess the game?
I think it was probably a fair result in the end. You know, both teams had a few chances. Difficult conditions to play in. Pitch is very, very bobbly. I mean, it's ironic, really, that we had a pitch inspection and it's dried out really quick and could do with a roll desperately, but which don't help the conditions, you know, us playing football. But I think it was two teams that cancelled each other out. I'm sure it's pretty dour to watch from the sidelines. You know, I think there's 22 committed players, just give everything they've got and things just won't come off for either team.
We just didn't have, for whatever reason, the conditions, that creative edge that we've had in recent weeks, especially at Hendersfield, where we almost got the scoring every time we went forward, bar the final ball. Tonight, we didn't really test their keeper at all, did we?
No, I mean, we got in positions to test their keeper, but, you know, for whatever reason, didn't choose to fire or shoot at the time and delayed us as strikes. And they worked hard and got us closed down. I think, in fairness, Ensford's pitch was in far better condition than ours was today, which, you know, us as a footballing team helps us. You know, I'm not making excuses, but I think the way the pitch played certainly didn't play to our strengths. And in fairness, Ensford also was a footballing side, and these was a lot more direct, which and was in his face, a lot like Barwell when we played Barwell a few weeks ago. But, you know, on the positive side, it was a good defensive performance. We were very, very good at the back, very strong at the back. And a clean sheet, we haven't had many of them this season.
So. No, very true. A couple of their chances were from our own doings. A couple of hat clearances. And to be fair, Matt then pulled off a couple of good saves to get himself out of trouble sometimes, didn't he?
Yeah, and, you know, everybody was complaining at half-time saying, you know, the ball's bouncing up at the feet. And, you know, Matt had a couple of issues in the first half where it had bounced as he went to kick it. So I think that brought a little bit of nervousness in, and I think that was half of why we didn't get the ball down and played like we normally do, because I think everybody was a little bit apprehensive about the first touch and whether they was going to give something away, you know. But yeah, you know, that's what Matt's in the goal for, isn't it, to make the couple of stops. And you know, sometimes we bail him out, sometimes he bails us out, you know, a couple of slice clearances, you know, as the ball bounces up and is there and does the job. And then overall, it was a good clean sheet deserved by the team.
I thought Geno in particular made some great last-ditch tackles tonight, didn't he, to keep them out against a good forward line. They've got a lot of quick players,
yeah,
and Hawley in the middle.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Geno's hit a bit of form now and he's starting to look the player that we know he is. I couldn't criticise any of the back four, if I'm honest. I think all the back four did superbly. I thought Matt did superbly, and everybody else sort of huffed and puffed. You know, it was a quiet game for Nat. Things just weren't coming off for Nat. McGlinchey the same. You know, these are the sort of players that normally make us tick, and it just weren't coming off for him tonight.
On that note, you made two changes, I believe, second half. And McGlinchey and Nat were the ones that came off. So was that what you've just touched on, the decision behind them changes? Probably
two
most influential players.
Yeah, there was. I mean, obviously, you know, things just weren't happening for either of them tonight for whatever reason. You know, I mean, I think Nat, somebody took when he came off and just said, I was just bloody awful tonight. And it's not that he was awful. He was doing what he normally does. It just wasn't coming off for him. And
they pressed him hard, though, didn't they?
They did.
They knew he was a danger man.
Of course. I mean, people in this league know about Nat now, so he has to deal with that. And, you know, I'm sure Saturday it'll be the exact opposite, and everything he touches will come off. But, you know, that's life as a player like Nat. And Tom was very similar. He often puffed. He worked hard. He got in some good positions. And, you know, I think I remember when he went on a run, come through the middle, and it bounced up on his shins and you give it away, and I think that summed his night up as well.
And Carney came off the bench, had 20 minutes, a few flashes of turns, but he's just been speaking to you in there, just needs that match sharpness now, which is you're only going to get by playing, although he's only ever going to come on as a sub probably this season, but it'll come.
Yeah, possibly so. You know, he's we've got to nurture him in and see how his knee responds to it as he comes on and gets his 20 minutes. But like you say, he had some good touches and some good little bits of link up, and you can see the talent that's there. But he's got to feather. He's been out a long while now, so he's just got to get himself back in it, and I'm sure he will.
Buxton away Saturday. I don't believe they've played tonight, but we've won there in the League Cup, so we can go there full of confidence, and we're unbeaten in in 2018 so far?
Well, I know. I think we were just saying that we've only had two defeats in the last 11, so we'll go to Buxton and try and continue that run and see if we can snatch a victory. We'll go there with full of confidence. We've no reason not to.